Reading. Recently, the Japanese government has announced its commitment to achieving a society where women shine. In point of fact, the concept of promoting gender equality in society is not new in Japan. Some notable headways made in the past include the enactment of the Equal Employment Opportunity Law, 1986, and the Basic Law of a Gender Equal Society, 1999. However, the progress toward empowerment of women in workplace has been slow in coming. According to a survey conducted by Teikoku Data Bank Limited in 2018, the average ratio of managerial positions held by women in Japanese companies was only 7.2%. The survey also revealed that the ratio of female managers tends to be lower in large enterprises as compared to smaller businesses. In an effort to speed up the progress of women's empowerment, the Act on Promotion of Women's Participation and Advancement in the Workplace was enacted in 2015. Under this law, private sector corporations with more than 300 employees, as well as government agencies and local governments, will be required to devise and disclose their action plans to improve gender equality with concrete numerical targets. However, the drawback of this law is that the targets are not mandatory, and there are no penalties for companies that fail to achieve their targets. And even though the proportion of women holding managerial posts is gradually rising, the government was not able to achieve its stated goal of increasing this ratio to 30% by 2020. When we consider the fact that the Japanese labor force is continuing to dwindle at a rapid rate, the ability for Japan to fully mobilize its woman power is now an imperative issue.